coming out of the UK, and it's a luxury fashion brand in the UK called Jordan Luca. Let's hope that it doesn't come here. Because what they're selling people are pre-stained jeans that look like you just peed your pants. And of course, that's what we all want, isn't it? You look at yourself in the mirror and it's like, something's just not right. It doesn't look like I've peed in my pants. And it reminds me of that joke of they told about Lord Nelson. Not true or sure, but they said, yeah, there's the picture of the pants that you have peed in. I don't know. Maybe this is a fashion trend coming from Biden or something. I guess it depends. But the joke was, they said, why are the British wearing red coats? And he says, well, it's because that way if we get shot, we don't see the blood. It's good for morale, that type of thing. And then the guy comes in and says, Lord Nelson, the French Navy, the bulk of it has just come around this island. And he says, fetch me my brown pants. Maybe they're prepping us for such a moment, you know. Everybody's got to have those pants when they break the news to us about what they're doing with the war or with the dollar or with the next lockdown or whatever. Jordan Luca is a luxury fashion brand in the UK. Just introduced their new pre-stained jeans that look like somebody peed in them. And, of course, they sold out in minutes, and they were selling them for $800 Canadian. That's we will never understand the world of fashion and clothing like this. It makes us really not want to understand it. Well, you know, for the longest time, people have been spending a lot of money to dress like they're poor. And so people have been, you know, buying more and more jeans with holes in them to look like they're rags and everything. So now I guess we can get soiled pants to look like we are poor and homeless at the same time. So I guess it fits. This is the new normal. And as I was saying before about the Biden administration making everything more expensive, all of our appliances and everything, a new Biden energy rule will raise the cost of a new home by $31,000. No problem. You know, you don't like that old inefficient home, do you? Let's just raise the price of housing by $31,000. It isn't like people are having any trouble buying homes now, right? I mean, I saw the debate on Reason about whether or not there ought to be limits or whatever on the amount of houses that the big Wall Street companies can buy, because they're the only ones who can afford to buy these houses now as the interest rates stay high and the price of housing continues to go up and up and up. And what's driving the cost of houses up? A lot of it is regulations like this, just like they drive the price of cars up with regulations, or the price of water heaters or your HVAC. All this stuff is being constantly driven up. It isn't bad enough that they print money, you know, quote unquote. They print regulations to do that. So, you know, they tax us with their inflation, but they also tax us with these rules, and the rules are there without representation. $31,000 added to the cost of housing to make it even more unaffordable than it is with his already bad economy. And it's kind of interesting as people are, you know, oh, we're going to be a friend to the average American because we're going to stop these big Wall Street companies from buying up all the houses and turning everybody into renters. It's like, well, your ban isn't really going to stop that. What you are interfering with the marketplace by artificially inflating the price of everything. So get your rules off of us so you can buy cheaper cars and cheaper homes. If it weren't for these rules, you would have many suppliers who would go in and say, well, okay, people can't afford to buy this house, I'll make a cheaper house. No, you can't make a cheaper house because I've got these rules in here, and that's a floor. You can't go below that.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part. and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. I mean, trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.